from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Governor Jerry Brown has until Friday to decide the fate of more than 350 bills still sitting on his desk. Brown made some progress on that pile yesterday, vetoing a measure that would have repaid local agencies in San Bernardino for the money they spent responding to a mass shooting there last December. In his veto message, the governor said the state cannot afford to set a precedent by picking up the tab in the wake of future emergencies. 50% of voters say they support a prescription drug pricing measure on the November ballot. That's according to a new field poll. But as the California Report's health reporter April Demboski explains, many voters are totally confused about what Proposition 61 would actually do.
Prop 61 would require state health programs to pay no more for prescription drugs than the discounted rate that the VA pays. While the measure is intended to save money, the state's fiscal analysis shows that any potential savings are unknown. This could be why 34% of likely voters are still undecided. 16% of voters said they would vote no on the measure. Of the 50% who said they would vote yes, most are Democrats, college graduates, and people under age 30. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
Tonight's presidential debates being billed as one of the television events of the election, with up to 100 million viewers expected to tune in to see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump spar on the topics of national security, the economy, and the nation's future. While the candidates will be facing off in Long Island, about as far from California as you can get, Scott Schaefer, KQED's senior editor for California politics and government, has written about what California-specific issues could come up. So, Scott, this is a national debate between the presidential candidates. Why are we even talking about California?
Well, because we're the most important state in the country. but it's true that, you know, so many issues that play out in California are national issues. And if you look at our ballot, for example, we've got issues like legalizing marijuana, gun control, reining in drug prices. I mean, the issues that we're dealing with here in California are things that the rest of the country either will be dealing with or is dealing with in one way or another. Plus, the moderator, Lester Holt, is a Marin County boy.
Oh, there you go. Well, national security is being billed as one of the focuses of the debate. How do you think the high-profile hackings, and especially those during the election, as well as the general issue of cybersecurity, how might those two things bring California into the debate?
Yeah, well, California, Silicon Valley is very much at the heart of a lot of these issues. I mean, just last week, Yahoo revealed that some 500 million users had their data hacked by some international actor, perhaps Russia, perhaps not. And this question of cybersecurity versus privacy is one that's very much playing out here. Edward Snowden kind of raised these issues, but when you look at companies like Google and Twitter and Facebook, Apple, you know, the federal government has gone to these companies and asked for more access to information about their users, and they're pushing back really hard. They, in fact, want more encryption to preserve the privacy. So that question of civil liberties versus national security is one that is playing out. It's emanating in some ways from California, but it will be very interesting to see if that comes up. And if so, how do these two candidates think about it?
And let's end on another issue coming out of Silicon Valley. The new thing on the cutting edge of tech and coming out of California is driverless cars. That's bound to have a huge impact on all of us. What would you expect to hear from the candidates on that?
Well, you know, they're going to be talking about economic development and the future of the country. Where's the country going? And when you see a company like Uber already trying out a fleet of driverless cars in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it does raise the question. So many jobs in this country involve driving. We have truck drivers and FedEx delivery people. What's going to happen to those jobs? How should we be preparing for a future where automation is so much more a part of our lives? And I think that that question is something that will give some insight into how these people are thinking about America's future, how technology fits into it, and what happens to people. I mean, if they're not needed in jobs, where do we go?
Well, thanks so much, Scott.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Scott Schaefer is KQED's senior editor for the California Politics and Government Desk. You can read Scott's article about tonight's debate at kqed.org/election2016. And we end today on the cruise ship Queen Mary in the port of Long Beach. The vessel will be more like the Queen Mary Jane this week. It's the setting for a 2-day State of Marijuana conference that features a blend of growers, policymakers, and entrepreneurs. Details from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
A lot of pod events these days tend to focus on how to cash in on the new green rush.
Definitely probably the best show I've been to as far as the business end is concerned of it.
Well, look around. Everyone is just doing business. That's what this conference is about.
But not this conference.
This conference is different. It's pot and politics.
Susan Sorries is the organizer of this week's State of Marijuana Conference. It'll focus more on California policy and regulations, those on the books now, and those that could be in place if state voters decide to legalize recreational use and cultivation in November.
My hope is that the industry can demonstrate a form of conscious capitalism.
Lawmakers can be slow to embrace the idea of marijuana as a legitimate commerce, and pot entrepreneurs can sometimes be unaware of current and pending laws that could complicate how they grow, buy, and sell. Sorries says this is a chance for, say, a small dispensary owner to rub shoulders with someone like the mayor of Avalon on Catalina Island, a place just warming to the idea of medical pot.
It's so funny. So many of them get up and say, I've never smoked pot and I never will, but I want the revenue. Well, you need to have some input from people that have been in this for a while. You can't create smart policy if you don't understand what it is that you're regulating.
The State of Marijuana Conference runs through tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Monday, September 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.